From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Paris looms large at G20 summit. The Friday night attacks in Paris that left 129 people dead and more than 350 wounded remain a central focus at the G20 summit. World leaders, including President Obama, are in Antalya, Turkey.
As was true with the terrible attacks that took place in Ankara, the killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
VOA's Luis Ramirez also is in Antalya.
The G20 was expected to focus largely on the issue of terrorism of the Islamic State group and of the migrant issue, but the incidents in Paris now put more pressure on President Obama at this meeting here in Antalya to come up with ways to intensify the effort to come up with a better plan. The goals had been pretty modest heading into this meeting. Of course, this was before the incidents of Friday in Paris, where his national security advisor had said that they were only expecting incremental progress in terms of coming up with a plan to eradicate ISIS in Syria and Iraq.
French President François Hollande canceled his plans to attend the G20 meeting immediately after Friday's attacks. The President of France has called the attacks an act of war against his country. French police have detained six people who were close to one of the terrorists who attacked Paris Friday night. Among those detained were three relatives of one of the terrorists. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesman said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. World powers have made headway on a plan for a political transition in Syria. However, the Paris terrorist attacks overshadowed their talks in Vienna on Saturday. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
Members of the International Syria Support Group said the deadly attacks in Paris and the Islamic State's claim of responsibility had strengthened their resolve to find a political resolution to Syria's crisis. Negotiators agreed to try to bring Syrian government and opposition representatives into UN-mediated talks by January. They also set a timeline for a plan that could lead to free and fair elections. But old disagreements festered, such as the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But some say even if negotiators reach a final agreement, getting buy-in from the Syrian people could be difficult. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained. It must be defeated, as she and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off at a debate on Saturday night. The forum began with a brief moment of silence for the people killed and hundreds wounded in the Paris attacks. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running second to Secretary Clinton in national polls, criticized her for her 2002 congressional vote in support of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who's lagging far behind Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders in polls, said he supports the U.S. accepting more refugees from conflict-stricken Middle Eastern countries, such as Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State is attempting to establish a caliphate. A report on Sunday from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has declared a no-navigation zone off its eastern coast, a sign it might be preparing to test launch a missile. The zone is in effect from November 11th to December 7th. Another anonymous government source says it is possible the North could be preparing to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile. Myanmar President Thein Sein is promising a smooth transition to a new government in an attempt to remove fears. The military will once again ignore the results of a free election. Thein Sein made the promise during a meeting with several political parties in Yangon on Sunday, 1 week after a historical election won by opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party in a stunning landslide over the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.